Oh, hi, Dino. It's Pina from Local Splash. How are you?
Yeah, pretty good. Been looking at you for a while.
Oh, that's nice. I got the message that you called in today, right?
You know, I called one time before, and the guy told me like a while ago, probably a week or two ago, and he said, well, let me transfer you to Tina, and I was holding the phone for 20 minutes.
And you know what? I never got the notification that time, because this time
this
I got
actually, this guy left you a message, looks like,
Oh,
so,
Tina,
so I'm ready to do that thing right now. So I have the address and what, but still I'm double-minded. What are the requirements with the Google? What do they need, actually?
Okay, so I'll create the account, and once I do that, we'll send you an email that will say action needed photos for Google verification. There's going to be 7 different suggestions on that email. It'll say if you have a business license, send that. If not, send a registration. If not, you can send a work vehicle, a picture of your work vehicle with tools and the license plate showing. If you don't have that, you can send an invoice or a business card with the address on it. So what's happening behind the scenes is that Google will protect you as a small business from a large corporation trying to come into your backyard and steal clients. So the only way you can get on the first page locally is to have an address there. So that's why they'll ask you to send it. And I don't want you to think when you get that email that you have to send all 7 items on the list. If you only have 1 or 2 of them, that's great. Get those over to us. That way we'll be ready when Google asks us to kind of prove it, that we can get you verified very quickly.
How about that verification code thing? They still send the code?
They hardly ever send the code anymore, but if you do get a code, make sure that it goes to an address that is a physical address.
Physical address. If they send the code, is fine too, actually.
Okay,
address,
you can get it there.
But
okay.
Right now I didn't open the business, so if you want, I can call you back, because I didn't have any, I didn't buy any truck because I sold my trucks back maybe like 4 years back. So I don't have no trucks right now. I don't have no registration on anything. The only thing I have the address, or I can have a business card and all that thing. I can do that stuff.
Good. Okay. That's a start. You know, get that over to us, and then we can, you know, start working on the verification process. Remind me, because I did see in the notes that you were thinking before to use that address to Grady Way. I'm thinking it's probably a different address, right? Or is that the one you were
using? To Grady Way, I can use it, but that's a fake address. I don't know if that's going to work. Somebody complained it, or somebody there, Google took it off. If you want to use that address, that's fine too, but then I don't know if that's going to work.
So let's just go with the one that you said that you were going to use when you called in. What's the new address?
That new address is, didn't I give you that address? Hold on.
If you did, it didn't save in the notes, because I just have your first and last name and your email address for the confirmation.
Give me one.
Put the name of the business or the – I know it's a towing service, right?
Yeah. I think this is the one. Give me 1 second.
Mm-hmm.
I think this is the one. Yeah, I just want to make sure. Okay. So that is 404.
Okay.
Sunset Boulevard North.
Okay.
Renton, Washington. 98057.
Okay, 404 Sunset Boulevard North, Renton, Washington, 98057.
That's right.
Okay, and then give me the name of the business one more time, Dino.
My business or his business?
Your business that we're going to be creating the Google business profile for.
Renton Towing.
Renton Towing.
Yeah.
And then it's okay if I send the confirmation email to D, am I saying it right? Kelly Rye?
@gmail.com.
D At gmail.com. Okay, perfect. And then it says here in our notes from last time that you had 7 different domains. Do you want to use rentandtowing.com? Is that
that's
the one?
Already been connected. Yeah, I have a guy who has already connected those domain names to my website. So
the main website is rentandtowing.com, just like your
business
name, right?
Yeah, main website is rentandtowing.com, and other domain names are connected to this website.
Perfect. Okay, that's good. Okay. Wow, you're one step ahead of the curve with that. That's great. And then, just to refresh your memory, I had put it in the notes that we were going to give you the new in business rate of just $199 month to month. And then the $99 setup fee goes on just the first payment only. So it would be $298 today. And did you want to set that up using a debit or a credit card? What works best?
I'll do credit card, but, I'll do debit card. My question is, what was I thinking? So how long is this thing going to take?
30 to 45 days. So it might go quicker depending on what's needed and how responsive you are. But industry standard takes 90 days. Because we're a premier partner to Google, we do it in only 30 to 45 days. So we're way ahead of the curve.
Now you're going to be once I pay the money, you're going to contact me and then,
Yes. I'm going to create an appointment for later today for my technician to call you, and they're going to go over your keywords.
In case I want to cancel it in future, I can call you anytime and cancel it. That's right?
Correct. Yeah, all we ask is that you call 3 business days prior to your billing. So since today's the 10th, your billing would always run on the 10th. So if you ever wanted to cancel, you could do so anytime, but just try to call us before the 10th so we ensure that payment.
So if you give me good service, you know, I don't care. I won't cancel it. But I just need to be on the page. My company need to be on Google on that location. That's the thing. That's it.
Of course, because that's the name of your business. If you can't get in Renton, then what's the point, right? On the first page.
Yeah,
absolutely. I understand.
If you put me on that spot, I'm fine.
Okay.
I'll pay you with my credit card.
Okay, and then just let me know if it's your first and last name, or if there's a middle name or initial on the card, how it actually reads.
Okay, first name is Dalveer.
Okay.
D-A-L. This is a debit card, not a credit.
Okay, no problem. So it's a debit card, and it's Dalveer, D-A-L.
Actually, I'm going to use credit card.
Okay, use credit instead. And then just tell me how your name reads on the credit card then.
Okay, credit card, Dalveer, D-A-L, V like a Victor, E-E-R.
Okay. Any middle name?
No middle name. I have middle name, and on this card is just first and last. So last name is Kalarai, K-A-L-I-R-A-I.
Perfect. And then what is the billing address for this card?
Billing address is 14246 Southeast 200 Street, Kent, K-E-N-T, Washington, 98042.
Okay. Gonna read it back just to make sure. It is 14246 Southeast 200 Street, Kent, Washington, 98042.
That's right.
Correct. Okay. And then I'm ready for the card number whenever you are.
Yeah, 4041.
Okay.
4330.
Got it.
0263.
Okay.
0560.
0560. Okay. Expiration?
Before I give you expiration, I got a question. What if they find out, Google finds out that there's already a 7-Eleven on that location? Is this a problem?
There's already, that's an address for a 7-Eleven?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, that will be a problem because if there's already a verified business at that address and then we try to verify another one, it's a duplicate information and that will hurt the rankings of not only Rent and Towing but also of the 7-Eleven. So what I would suggest is that, and you don't have to decide this right now because I can create the client interview for later today, is try to use an address that's maybe a friend or a relative or a colleague that lives in Renton, even if it's a home address, because once it's verified, it can be hidden on the profile. But yeah, you can't use the same address as another business.
I got you. It can be hidden on the profile, but what location are you guys going to put me on the Renton thing?
So if you give us the address in Renton, you'll be pinmarked on the map in Renton, and then that would show there and some of the surrounding areas. Let's say you gave us the Kent address, then you would be pinmarked on the address on Google in Kent, which I don't think you want because your business is called Renton Towing, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So I think
But you can use my address, my home address. It's in the borderline of Kent and Renton.
Let's try that. Yeah, because I'm going to put in the notes that you had used that other address that I gave you originally for the Google page when it went into suspension, and I'll see if they can use that. If not, we can go and – so is the one on 200 Street, that's the one that you want us to use, right?
You can use my address, and instead of putting Kent, put Renton.
That's not possible because when we put in the zip code, it will automatically autofill the city and the state. But I can try. You know, I can try to tell them that you're wanting it to show as Renton, but Google will probably catch it. But is your address the one on 200 Street?
That's my address. How about you put what they call it? How about you put that second Grady way.
Do what?
How about that old address, 2 Grady way?
That's what I was going to ask them to look into because that's the one you used before.
I had 8 reviews on that website, on that on that page or whatever it was. So I had 8. I don't know. Somehow it just vanished.
What happened when you tried to update the address, right? That's when it went to something else?
I don't know what happened. I didn't do anything. It just vanished.
Oh, it vanished on its own. Interesting.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So if the 2 Grady Way is not possible, then we would revert back to the 200 Street address, right?
But that's Kent address. How are we going to put... Then I don't need the business in Kent. I need the business in Renton because my company name is RentonTowing.com.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Okay. So let's leave it up to the experts, which is the verification department. So I'll put the 2 Grady Way in there. And then if for some reason that's not going to work, they'll give you some options. But, you know, I think that it should work since that's the address that you used before. Did Google communicate with you why they took it down? Because usually if you try to log in, they'll tell you.
I don't know anything about this computer thing. I know a little bit. I don't know, mess with it.
Do you have access to it where like you could go log in and add us as a manager?
Yeah, I know that page actually, Rent and Towing, actually, that Google page.
Let's do that. We'll have you go in and add us as a manager. That way we can get with our support team at Google and see what the problem is and, you know, get it fixed for you, you know, because that's so helpful that you can get in and add us. I'll send you both emails. I'll send you the one that says action needed photos for Google verification, and then I'll send you the second one that says important, please add us as a manager to your Google business page.
And do I need to any username password?
Yeah, you need to go into your Google business page with whatever username and password you remember to access it. And then once you do, you'll see the email coming from me with the instructions to add us as a manager.
Hold on. I'm on the other line. I'm on my iPad. Let me see. Google.
Oh, I don't do any of that, Dino. All I do is sign up new clients. The technicians will go through it with you when they call you for the client interview. That's why I'm going to send you those emails now, because you can probably go in and add us as a manager yourself. But if you try to do it and you have any problems, they'll walk you through it later when they call you for that client interview, okay?
Okay, so that client interview, okay.
That'll take about 20 minutes, and that's where one of our technicians will call you, and they'll go over your keywords, your service area, and getting you set up. So I have an 11 o'clock open for that or a 1 o'clock. What do you think works better?
11 is fine, too. That's fine.
11? Okay. So I'm going to book out an hour from 11 to 12 o'clock, and that's just in case my technician's prior appointment runs a little bit over and they call you at 11:15. Don't
panic.
What
if this thing don't work? What if this thing don't work? Something is going on with the address. You're going to charge me?
Well, yeah, they will charge you because we're still working on it with Google to get it verified, but they will be communicating with you if there's a problem. They'll call you and they'll say, Dino, the address was rejected because of this, or the address was accepted, but Google's asking for another document. So they'll be communicating with you what the problem is.
Because on the second grade way, they sent me a verification code a while ago.
Mm-hmm.
And that was, I actually got that, what they call it, that I gave them that verification code two times. And I don't know, for some reason, I don't know, still didn't work. I have no idea why it didn't work. Okay, let's do it. Don't worry.
Because we're a premier partner with Google for a reason. And there's only 7 companies in the nation that has a premier partnership. And what that means,
what's the name of your company?
It's localsplash.com. Here, I'll send you a link to our pricing page, and you can see our premier partnership badge on there. And don't panic when you see the pricing, because the platinum package sells for $5.99 monthly with a $2.99 setup fee. But remember, I'm putting you into that new in business rate. So once we put the rest of the card number in and we process the payment, you're going to get an email that says terms and conditions, and it'll show you that you're getting everything within the platinum package minus the Facebook ads, and you're only paying $199 monthly. So you'll be grandfathered into that rate where it never goes up for you, okay?
Okay, take the expiration date.
Okay, what is it?
0527.
0527, and the code on the back?
462. So you're going to be charging $300 today, huh?
Yes, $298 is just a couple dollars shy of $300. And then each month moving forward, it's $199. And what I'm going to do now, Dino, is go through a voice verification recording, and this will outline your service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. So this portion of the call will be recorded for quality assurance, and it's a little repetitive of what I just asked you. It's going to have you repeat the business name and whatnot, so just kind of bear with me, okay?
Okay.
Mm-hmm. It says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
RentandTowing.com.
Thank you. And then please state your name and title with the company.
Actually, the company name is Rent and Towing, not .com. Rent and Towing.
Oh, yeah, that's the website. Mm-hmm.
That's the website. And my name is, I'm the owner of the company. My name is Delvir Kalarai, and go by the name Dino.
Okay, and you're the owner, right?
I'm the owner.
Okay, and are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business?
Yes.
Okay, you're also an authorized user on the billing of the account, correct?
That's right.
Okay, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
That's right.
Okay, and then in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
No.
All that means is if you do anything else for your business online, which you shouldn't have to because this is a complete package, but let's say that you do, then just let us know about it so we can make sure that it doesn't conflict with the programming that we're doing for you, okay?
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today, June 10th, in the non-refundable amount of just $298. When your term is complete, your agreement will automatically renew on the 10th day of each month in the amount of $199. You may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support. To prevent charges for your next month of service, contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. Do you agree to the renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes, but I need to know, is the client support is the same number I called you?
Yes, so the 877-635-6225, that is customer support, and it's also where you can reach me on my direct line. So when you call
number
in...
The number I have on my phone is 206-6530-1076.
So if you hit redial and go to that number, it will take you to the call center. And you can still get to customer support that way. It's just that they would have to track somebody down, just like they did when you called and you asked for Tina.
So I can still call that number.
You can, but here, I'm going to text you my direct line just so that you have it. And I'm at extension 777. So if you call this toll-free number, then if you put in the 777, it will ring directly to my desk. But let's say that you just have an update or a billing question or a revision that you're wanting to complete. You would just hit option 1, and anybody that answers the phone can help you. That way you can access both customer support and me directly. And we're available for you, Dino, Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. Pacific time. Okay? So lastly, since I got you special pricing that is not available to the general public, I want you to go in there and acknowledge it with your e-signature, and that will ensure that your pricing never goes up. So did you get a text message from me right now that says thank you for choosing Local Splash?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So if you look at that, it'll say click here to accept your subscription terms.
Give me 1 second.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, what is this?
It says, thank you for choosing Local Splash.
Yeah,
you have...
it says click here. Yeah, click on
yep.
that one. Yeah.
So when you click on that, it'll take you to where it says Local Splash Terms of Experience. All you have to do is scroll all the way to the bottom. And there's 2 little boxes that you have to check. One will say that you're authorized on the account. The other one says that you receive text messages. And then you would just put your name in exactly the way that you spelled it for me. There's no middle name or initial. Just put the Delvier Calray. And then hit confirm signature. Once it goes through, it will ask you for a username and password. Don't worry about any of that. That's already in your welcome email. My main thing is just getting your pricing locked in.
I already done that.
You did it. Okay, good. So you are all good to go. So welcome aboard. And then I already sent you that email to add us as a manager to the Google verification and also the pictures needed. So try to go in and add us as a manager between now and 11. And if you have any trouble with it, then just let us know. And we'll walk you through it when the technician calls you at 11, okay?
No problem. Thank you, man.
All right. You're welcome. Have a good rest of your week, too, Dino.
I hope this thing works, actually. Yeah.
Oh, it will. We'll get it verified for you. We'll be communicating with you. If, you know, Google needs something, we'll let you know so you can get
do
it.
Whatever you can. Any fraud you have to do, do it.
Yes. Yeah, as long as you're responsive to us, we'll get this fixed for
you.
You
know,
so.
Once I'm on the Google, I'm on that spot, I'm going to buy the truck ASAP and then start working. Because I've been doing for 11 years.
Wow, really?
Somebody did some bullshit and I didn't know how to figure out this thing. So, yeah. No problem.
Yeah.
Let me know and keep me on Google Map, you know, that map thing.
Yep.
And as far as the thing is going on, I have no problem paying you guys, and as you guys not going to rate increase my premium or anything. You say I'm locked in, so.
Yep, you're locked in. They won't increase your premium down the road no matter what, so that's a good sign. So, and
okay.
We will take very good care of you, so don't worry about that. We're the best of the best in the industry, and that's what we specialize in, is getting those Google Map listings verified. So when we say the Google Business page, it's the one that will show you in the maps for Renton, okay?
Perfect. Thank you, ma'am. I appreciate it.
All right. You're welcome. And then stand by because they'll be calling you in an hour or so, okay?
Thank you. Bye.
All right. You're welcome. Bye.